State of Illinois, Department of Children and Family Services. Otto Kerner, Governor. Cyril H. Winking, Director. The Banner. The banner of victory is a challenge to new valor. Illinois Braille and Sight-Saving School, Jacksonville, Illinois. Jack R. Hartong, Superintendent. November 1966, Number 2. IBSSS girls visit the Gopher State. On October 22, five girls from IBSSS journeyed to the Minnesota Braille and Sight-Saving School in Faribault, Minnesota, for the Girls' Activity Day of the North Central Association of Schools for the Blind. The girls were Beth Beaupre, Julaine Arient, Barbara Frazier, Claudia Piper, and Mary M. Bracken. The girls arrived at the Minnesota school about 5:30 p.m., and the first activity was a talent contest at 7 p.m. that evening. Illinois was first on the program. The girls did a skit about the radio and TV commercials and sang the song Illinois. Nebraska won the contest by doing several vocal numbers. Kentucky came in second. On Saturday morning at 8:45 a.m., a movie was shown about the history of Minnesota, and welcoming remarks were given by the superintendent of the Minnesota school. The morning was spent touring the cheese caves, where blue cheese is made, and the Cathedral of Our Merciful Savior. Some girls enjoyed the privilege of playing the organ and chimes in the church. At noon, there was a sack lunch, and afterwards a tug-of-war contest. The Minnesota girls won the contest. The activity day was topped off with a banquet at the Lavender Inn in Faribault. All the girls had a great time and would have liked to stay longer. Next year, the activity day will be held in Kentucky. Give a yell, give a cheer, for the cheerleaders are here. On October 12, our cheerleading tryouts were held in the gymnasium. Our cheerleaders for the school year of 1966 to 67 are as follows. Shelley Schobert and Kathy McCracken. They are both freshmen, and this is their first year as cheerleaders. Julaine Arient, a junior. This is her third year cheering our boys on to victories. Mary Bracken, a senior. This is also her third year cheering our boys on to victories. Beth Beaupre, senior, who has been a cheerleader for 4 years. Linda Davenport is our alternate. She will be ready to cheer if for any reason one of the five cheerleaders would be unable to cheer. This year, the girls will be able to accompany our warriors on all their trips except three. Here is one of the latest cheers. Paul Revere. Now listen here, you cool cats, and you shall hear about a real cool cat named Paul Revere. He goes up the alleys and down the streets, yelling, IBSSS warriors can't be beat. Coming events. November 12, skating party and dance. November 23, Thanksgiving vacation. The Banner. Editor, Dwayne Evans. Assistant Editor, Richard Howe. Feature Reporters, Beth Beaupre, Marilyn Gill, Judy Yeager, Bruce McDonald, Beth Saunders, Sally Southey. Sports News, Stephen Baugh. Grade School News, Margaret Bracken, Barbara Frazier. Braille Edition, Dave Stevens. Faculty Advisor, John R. Dietrich. Editorial. A Time to be Thankful. I'm certain that many of you have heard this before, but Thanksgiving will be here in just a few short weeks. You know, that time when friends and families get together and enjoy themselves. While we are enjoying ourselves, we should not forget the true meaning of it. As most of you remember, it came about many years ago when the pilgrims had their first successful crop of food. We should also think of our men overseas in Vietnam who are trying so hard to promote peace. Think of how they will be spending their day of Thanksgiving, and then stop to consider just how lucky you are. While you are enjoying yourself on this day, express a few words of thanks and think just how lucky we are. Judy Yeager. Steve's Keen Sports Scene. On October 25, 24 boys reported to the first wrestling practice. They are as follows: Kevin Bartram, Steve Baugh, Steve Brewers, Rick Canode, Eldon Cox, Tom Cravens, Pat Curtis, Gary Forsyth, Fred Jenkins, Mike Lewis, Chuck McClintock, Rick Parrish, Henry Pierce, Jim Regan, Marvin Scales, Dan Schull, Bill Smith, Ken Staley, Mike Stratton, Dan Thompson, Bob Trammell, Sam White, Don Wilkerson, and Bill Zimmerman. Coach Gross feels that this year's wrestling team has a chance to do better than it did last year, because of balance and teamwork. The schedule will be tougher because we will be wrestling varsity teams, with the exception of one. The coach sees this as a chance to gain some excellent experience. This year, the first half of our wrestling schedule looks like this. November 21, Niantic, 7 p.m., away. November 28, MacArthur, 7 p.m., here. December 2, 3, 4, Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, away. December 9, 10, Illinois, Iowa, Missouri, away. December 12, Southwestern, 7 p.m., away. Thanksgiving, 1966. Tea is for turkey that tasted so good. H is for heartburn from eating more than you should. A is for the seltzer that's so hard to take. N is for no dose to keep you awake. K is for kitchen, we've been here since dawn. S is for sandwiches, we'll eat later on. G is for gizzard, so tough and so small. I is for ill feeling after it all. V is for voices of brothers and sisters who run through the house and play their transistors. I is for irregular feelings inside. N is for nausea you have to hide. G is for groggy. That's how we all feel after we've eaten this Thanksgiving meal. The Dynamic Duo. Roving Reporter. This month, our question was, do you think that there are too many television commercials? Rick Canode, yes, there are too many, about 150. Mrs. Javid, absolutely. Bill Williams, yes, I think so. Mrs. Smith, I think some of them are stupid. Cora Mitchell, they could cut down a few. Mr. Oldennettle, yes, I think there are, but sometimes I enjoy the commercials more than I do the program. Four's a crowd. It was a crowd in the cafeterium at Rout High School when all four schools of Jacksonville got together for a dance on October 28. The schools attending were Jacksonville High School, Illinois School for the Deaf, Illinois Braille and Sight-Saving School, and the host school, Rout High School. The dance started about 8, and for 2.5 hours, the kids were really swinging to the music of a group called Us. There was also plenty of free Pepsi. Any rivalry the schools might have was forgotten on this night, and everyone had a good time. New student. Our boy-girl ratio is still changing. Our newest high school student is Sam White, age 17, from Hopkins Park, Illinois. Sam attended Skinner Grade School in Chicago before becoming a member of our freshman class. His interests are farm work, swimming, roller skating, and bowling. Grade school news. Mrs. Aldridge, Mrs. Reed, and Mrs. Veghoff's classes had a Halloween party on October 28. They all went trick-or-treating and had refreshments. Mrs. Veghoff's class enjoyed planting a garden, and they also visited a garden here in town. Mrs. Ferry's class attended the Rout Homecoming Parade. They also went with Miss Ware's class to visit the airport. Late in September, Miss Ware's class had a wiener roast at her home. On October 18, Teresa Trout celebrated her 11th birthday in Miss Ware's room, with Teresa's mother and neighbor furnishing some delicious refreshments. Mrs. Corey's class visited the public library and are planning to visit the Capitol Record Company and the Bookbindery. Each student in her class is participating in a good grooming contest. At the end of the year, awards will be given to the winners. All of the students who had birthdays in October and will be having birthdays in November will be treated to a dinner by Mrs. Corey. On October 30, Mrs. Holmes and Mrs. Javid's classes had a picnic at Mrs. Javid's home. They enjoyed riding horses, among many other activities. Also, both classes formed a club called the 8th Grade Council, EGC. Mr. Jacoby, Mrs. Godby, and Mrs. Potts' classes went to New Salem on October 6 to study pioneer life. Mrs. Godby's class made dairy products and treated all the students in Unit 17. They also had a farm unit in which they studied animals. Mrs. Potts and Mrs. Dietrich's classes made Sloppy Joes to celebrate Betty Rose's birthday. Mrs. Dietrich's class visited the public library and post office. The special service students had a Halloween party on October 29 in Unit 5. 3 of the students will be celebrating birthdays in November. We are happy to welcome 5 new students to our school. They are as follows. Dale Ann Olson is in the 4th grade. She lives in Westchester. She attended a school in Cicero. Howard Thomas is in Mrs. Corey's room. He is from Roselle. He last attended the Florida School for the Blind. Gyla Farsons is a new student in Mrs. Holmes's class. She lives in Pekin. She last attended Pekin Junior High School. There are 2 new students in the Special Services Department. Richard Hudd lives in Spring Grove. He last attended a school in the Wheeling School District. Dino DeFrancesco lives in Stager. He last attended the Good Shepherd Center for Exceptional Children. For a science experiment, Mr. Jacoby's class has made a volcano out of plaster of Paris. They plan to have an eruption in the near future. Seek, and you shall find. In this little paragraph which follows is a hidden message. See if you can find it. How do you do? No, I'm not. What will you have to eat? You will too. Children like turkey very much. Put the green tablecloth on. I simply love Thanksgiving. Are you having trouble? Well, just join the last word of each sentence, and there's the whole message. Do not eat too much on Thanksgiving. Turkey Twisters. Here is a little game for you to play. Try to unscramble these and come up with some words that have a lot to do with Thanksgiving. 1. U-T-K-E-R-Y. 2. R-G-S-D-N-S-I-E. 3. N-C-R-O. 4. T-P-S-T-O-A-E-O. 5. M-T-N-A-U-U. 6. M-P-P-K-N-U-I. 7. L-P-G-M-R-I-I. 8. D-N-N-I-I-A. 9. M-F-L-R-W-Y-A-O-E. Here are the answers to the turkey twisters. 1. Turkey. 2. Dressing. 3. Corn. 4. Potatoes. 5. Autumn. 6. Pumpkin. 7. Pilgrim. 8. Indian. 9. Mayflower. Pencil sketch of a male and female pilgrim together holding a giant pie. The words framing the picture are Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. praise you.